Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are talking about traditions, things that we do every year at Christmas time. And I thought I would share a funny one that we do that I've learned some lessons through, gotten a little out of hand. We've had to rein it back in a little bit. But it's one that our children look forward to and love doing. So over the years, we just always do a gingerbread house competition. And as our family has grown, as we have, some of our children have gotten married, and so we've had more people to add into the mix. A few years ago, we decided that we would do a gingerbread house competition and divide them up into teams, and to make it much more of like in the lane of like the baking competitions that we always love to watch. Our family loves to watch those on TV. So that was kind of what started it. Somebody said, couldn't we make it where it was like that? We were in teams and we had a theme. And so we said, sure. And we did that. It took a left turn. So if you're a family of highly competitive people, bear in mind, I will share some of what happened to us over the years. And so I will share where it's going this year, in case you wanted to know. But every year, for many, many years, what we've done is everybody has been given, you know, those gingerbread boxes that you can buy that have several tiny little miniature houses in them. I would just buy a few of those in order to get 8 or 10 little houses, the tiny ones. And then everybody would be able to decorate a little one. And then we would have a competition to see whose was the best and whose was the most colorful and whose was the most unique and, you know, all of those kind of competitions. Then a few years ago, we decided to break up into teams, and mom and dad would provide some of the bare essentials for each team, but we were going to give the teams a theme that they could work on ahead of time. And true to like any of those baking show competitions, our teams had meetings. There was a lot of trash talk that was going on amongst the family. Those who could text at that time were texting trash talk in our FamBam, which is our family text thread. And I was already seeing the writing on the wall that this may not go as memorably as some of the other years. Because now we have teams. It's not every man for himself. And that could be a problem. So at any rate, the themes were given, and then they came that day with their themes. And y'all, it was so ornate. These children had built whole villages. They had planned out how to make mountains out of Rice Krispie treats. They had done all of this amazing, incredible creation ahead of time. And then we stepped into the competition. And the one thing that we added, because, you know, every American baking competition on TV, they always add some twist at the end. And so we added that you only could use one hand, and it had to be your non-dominant hand. So if you were right-handed, you had to use your left hand. And if you were left-handed, you could only use your right hand. And if we saw anybody not doing that, they were going to get points off. But by the end, the lesson that was learned in this wonderful but funny experience that year was it was becoming personal. So if you have a family where competition leads to personal wins, then you would understand our family and you would probably fit right in. And so we had to kind of head it off and say, okay. So we have a rule in our family, and it's been quoted to our children over the years many, many times, which is Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only that which is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit everyone who listens. And so we usually will say, hey, are you building others up according to your their needs? Is it benefiting everybody who's listening? Oh my goodness, in this gingerbread competition, that was all Troy and I were saying. I mean, there was so much trash talk at the table. But by the end, the other piece that we also learned was no longer could mom and dad be the judges. The judges needed to come from outside of the Kimsey household in order to be certain by every participant that the judges were unbiased. And so last year we corralled our neighbors in to come and be unbiased judges, and they didn't know who had made what, and they voted, and the winners were announced. This year, I believe we're going to be putting the competition out on Instagram for Instagram to decide who wins. So if you are on Instagram, come find me and follow me, and you can see the gingerbread competition that will be going down early next week, and you can help us decide who the winner is. But I just wanted to share with you the funny thing about this is that we started this a long time ago, and I kind of thought it was like, I don't know, hokey. It was messy. You know, nobody's eating the gingerbread because I'm buying the store-bought kind, and I'm not going to let them eat that kind. And so it gets thrown out. And every year, I'm like, oh, I don't know. And every year, my children are like, are we having the gingerbread house competition? So the traditions that we create in our family, they don't all have to center around Jesus. Remember, we've talked about that 2 episodes ago. We're going to keep our eyes solidly on Jesus. We're going to trust that his love, his grace, and his mercy will pour out of us to our kids. But everything doesn't have to be an explicit lesson. But what traditions do in families is it solidifies the attachment of children into the family unit. It creates a constant, which gives them stability and gives them peace. And so that's what this was. And that's what this has been for us. So this year, everything is going to be handed by mom and dad. We're supplying everybody's everything. You don't get to bring anything from outside into this competition. There is going to be a theme, but you're not going to know it until you arrive. And we're going to make Instagram be our judges. So I look forward to how you decide to judge these teams. And can't wait to hear. I would love to hear some of your traditions. Send them this way over the podcast. And I'll definitely be sharing those on Instagram in the week to come. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives, and I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.